From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I've mentioned the weather forecasts a few times recently. The good news turned out that the excess rain did not eventuate in my part of the world, and winter joined us in an appropriate way. Slowly the underfoot is returning to a firm consistency without the squelching sound as one walks across the lawn. The deficit, in my mind, is that the colder mornings are demanding more bedding to keep the twinges out of the body. Then, with sunny days, with blue skies, there is not much cause for complaint. As I've touched on various topics relative to strengthening amateur radio, there's been a thought or two rattling around. When we look at organisations that have maintained their presence in the community, it occurs to me that they have retained the spirit of their foundations and then built upon the strengths they find in a developing world. It's obvious that we radio amateurs are involved in activities that predate each of us in their foundation, but the way they are now practised has been an evolution. People are variously finding life somewhat more difficult at the moment, with local factors and international ones signalling how important stability is to our lives. My parents lived through what is called the Great Depression, and many of the lessons they passed on have helped me in my life. As life started to right itself from the tide of financial disaster, the world found itself embroiled in the Second World War, and then followed the Korean conflict. There then came the Vietnam War and recession as late as 30-odd years ago. But still our society continued to grow. This suggests to me that as hard as times are for many people now, we can and we will endure and share good times again. It's happened before, and with the lessons of yesterday, we can make things better in the future. What I'm suggesting is that there is still the opportunity, and time remains right, for building our activities and our involvement in our communities. Obviously, the collective voices of clubs will be heard more clearly than the lone operator. But where there is no club, that one voice has its own resonance to carry the message. Where should each of us pitch our interests to have the most effect? There's something that local circumstances really guide us to, and once we recognise the role, we can follow through in spreading the message of community support, individual involvement, and good social experiences throughout club involvements. What we perhaps need is a sense of direction, of leadership, so that we can structure our plan in a way that is known to work. Do we have that leadership, or can you provide some of the skills we need? This is an opportunity that looks too good to miss. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
2024, it's a date. VK4 Caboolture Radio Club Hamfest. Here's the date. Saturday, July 13. And the venue? The venue's a new one. The Caboolture Uniting Church Hall, 257 King Street. That's on the corner of King and Smith's Road. Breakfast will be served from 8 a.m. with the Hamfest opening at 9, admission $5. And for further information, see the club's Facebook page.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.